brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today is the feast of St. John de Brebeuf and Isaac Jogues and all those who worked with him. All were associated with the Jesuits, and they were among the first missionaries to the native people of North America. For many of us, that's very close at hand. And they really sacrificed their lives to bring the truth to the early, what we call the early American Indian. And the entrance antiphon says, "May we never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the word of the cross is the power of God to us who have been saved. God loves us." And over the centuries, God has provided people one by one, group by group, to bring the good news, to spread the good news. Do you spread the good news? Do I? I think I could do a better job. How do you spread the good news? I don't mean you have to get up and preach. I'm just asking, where can you share the goodness and the power of God's word? Doesn't mean you have to go around talking about it all the time or anything like that. We all live or have lived in challenging times or in difficult times, and God will hear our prayer. He will hear us. God hears every word we say. He will hear you. Do you ever think of that? Really? Do you think God is somewhere far away from you? He's not. He's here. He loves you. He wants you with him forever. And this is part of our training phase, to be God's disciples, to bring the good news to other people that has been given to us. Don't just endure the readings on Sunday. Ask the Lord, "Lord, what are you saying to me through these words?" Read good commentaries so you're sure you have the right understanding. But ask the Lord what he would have of you. It's one of the things I love is reading and rereading the scriptures because they bring life to us. And I want to see that happen for every one of you. So let's take a look at the first reading of the Feast of John de Brebeuf. St. Paul to the Ephesians, Chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. "Brothers and sisters, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you once lived, following the age of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the desires of our flesh, following the wishes of the flesh and the impulses. And we were by nature children of wrath. By grace you have been saved. By grace you have been saved. Raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from you. It is the gift of God." Think about that. Your faith isn't just your mindset. It's a gift from God. Pray that gift to expand, to reach more and more people, to touch people's hearts, that they might know who their Savior really is. Paul says in Ephesians, "We are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for good works that God has prepared in advance, that we should live in them." We want to live in the goodness and the power of God. And that doesn't mean it's just a smooth journey. It might be a difficult journey, but if you know you're not alone, you know that God is with you, God will use you for his glory. You don't know. A word to a neighbor, a a comment to somebody doesn't mean that you have to come up with great teachings. Just bring them the presence of Christ as you know him. Psalm 100 tells us, "The Lord made us, we belong to him. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. He made us, his we are, his people, the flock he tends. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for he is good. The Lord whose kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations." Just because we have developed so many things or created so many new things that are part of our life today doesn't mean that we're as bright as God. God has the whole picture. Thank him every day for giving it and ask him the part you are called to play just for today. What can I do, Lord, today to reveal you and to make you better known? Ask him. And then we look to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 13 to 21. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." Doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that even today? And he replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" And then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. If you tend to look for wealth and power, it will just overcome you after a while, so it's the only thing you want. What you want to ask God for is, may I know you, may I love you, and may I serve you in my time on this earth. Frankly, brothers and sisters, I want to see you in heaven. I pray that I will be there. And I want to see so many of you there. We can share all that we experienced and share, because then we will know who our Lord really is. Brothers and sisters, open your hearts to God's plan." And then he told them a parable. "There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, 'What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest.' And he said, 'This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry.'" In other words, everything's okay now. I don't have to worry about anything. I don't have to do anything. I can just enjoy all I have. "But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God.'" That's a very, very somber, I would say even warning to us. We can accumulate so many things and, "Oh, I can't give this up and I can't give that up. I hoard things. I hold on to them. Well, I need them. I might need them for this party 5 years from now. I might need it for this or that." Some things it's worth holding on to, but not all the things we so often hoard because we like them. Brothers and sisters, God says to us so clearly, "You fool," and I'm repeating this on purpose, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God. Pay heed to that. Some of us don't have much money. We just have enough to keep things together. That's different. But there are so many of us, too, who have quite an abundance. Is there a person in your area, a person you see who is in need? Share what you have. Don't take it out of what you need. That's understood. You keep what you need. But look to others. Please, brothers and sisters, life is not all built around you or around me. Our lives are the gracious mercy of our Father in heaven, and the desire to bring us into one with him through his Spirit. And that means we need to listen. We need to pay attention. We can have a lot of joy and happiness if our goal is really set on heaven. We make mistakes, but when we make them, God forgives us if you ask for it. It's forgiven. So don't cling, oh, I did this when I was 15 years old. I can never go to heaven. It doesn't matter. That's ridiculous. It all matters. God wants you in heaven with him more even than you want it. Please, brothers and sisters, let's get our sights set clearly and firmly. My life is set on union with Christ in heaven. That means that everything I do keeps that goal in mind. It doesn't mean that everything I do has to be religious. I can have a lot of fun. I can enjoy things. We have all kinds of things to do that are good and enjoyable. And sometimes life is difficult because of the hard work that it entails. But brothers and sisters, God says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Jesus wants us to understand we're on a journey. And that journey is not just this life. The journey is to heaven or hell. Have I made the decision to really follow him? Have I made the decision to follow his word? Or is my life a mix-up of all kinds of things? Somewhere God comes into play, but not always. Brothers and sisters, offer every day and offer every evening, offer your life to God. Please, that you might know the grace that he has for you and for me. That doesn't mean I go around skipping and hopping and loving. Life might be difficult on this earth, but if I know who I am and to whom I belong, I know that if I'm faithful, God will bring me one day before him in heaven. May God give you more and more that eternal vision. That I don't live just for now. May God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.